serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7.
What is going to keep you sane when circumstances are driving you crazy?
Dr. Tony Evans says developing spiritual eyesight is key.
You must learn to live thinking in terms of eternity while not ignoring the realities of time.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Illusionists work hard to keep their audience focused on things that don't matter so they won't notice the things that do. And Dr. Evans says the devil uses the same tactic with us. Today, he looks at how to develop the kind of spiritual eyesight we need to filter out distractions and maintain an eternal focus. Let's join him as he begins.
On December 17, 1927, the S-4 submarine off of Cape Cod was rammed and it sunk. Many of the sailors went to a compartment in the submarine that had remaining oxygen. They began to do a code as they knocked on the inside of the submarine as they knew people were trying to get to them. And the code simply asked the question, is there any hope? They were in a desperate situation and they wanted to know, are we going to be able to get out of this alive? Perhaps there have been situations in your life where you've had to raise the question, is there any hope? Where things look so bad, so discouraging, so desperate, that hope was lost. Numbers of times in Scripture, we find the concern of people wanting to quit, where they're raising the question, am I going to be able to move forward? Am I going to be able to get out of this? Is this ever going to stop? Will it ever get better? Well, I want to try to give you today that which will help you to make it when those times come in my life and your life, and they will come if they have not already, where you feel like fainting, giving up and losing heart, and it all boils down to your vision, the nature of your eyesight. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, therefore we do not lose heart. Therefore, we do not lose heart. What were some of the things Paul was dealing with? If you back up a few verses, he says in verse 8, we are afflicted in every way. He says in verse 9, persecuted. He says in verse 10, carrying out about in the body the dying of Jesus. In fact, it says in verse 12, death works in us. He's going through some very negative realities, and he's got the audacity to say, but we don't lose heart. So if you're here today or one day, and you're ready to throw in the towel, quit, give up, walk away, I want to say to you today, so that you can not only use it for yourself, but give it to somebody else, Paul's statement, we do not lose heart. So no matter how bad it is, how big it is, and how long it's been, we do not lose heart. So many things to worry about today. It reminds me of the man who says, I've got so many things to worry about that I would love to pay somebody to do my worrying for me. He said, in fact, I'll give $1,000 to somebody who does my worrying for me. Well, a man volunteered. Said, I'll do your worrying for you for $1,000. And then he said, where's my $1,000? The man said, well, that's the first thing you need to worry about. He He says, we do not lose heart. So the question is, anybody can say that, but what is going to keep you sane when circumstances are driving you crazy? What's going to keep you on top when you're being sucked down underneath? What's going to keep you in your right mind when you feel like you are losing your mind? So that you will be able to say, perplexed like Paul was, afflicted like Paul was, you will be able to say, we do not lose heart. Well, if you want to be in that position, you must improve your spiritual eyesight. You must be able to look at things differently, as painful as the fainting may be. He gives three things that involve your eyesight. And he says, if we can work on your eyesight, we can change your heart. And you're fainting, quitting, giving up situation. Well, maybe I'm not talking to anybody today. Maybe there's nobody here that's fainting. Any fainting here, folk here? Okay, I want to make sure. The first thing he says in verse 16, but though the outer man is decaying, yet the inner man is being renewed day by day. The first thing that you've got to be able to look at is, which man are you looking at? Spiritual endurance during troubled times means there needs to be a shift in your perspective. And that means you must prioritize the spiritual man over the physical man. Okay? There must be a shift in your vision, in your what you're looking at. You're not denying the physical, but he says, though our physical is decaying, I don't know if you know that or not, but you getting older, and a lot of you like me getting old. He says the physical man is decaying. I mean, life is so bad, everybody's on death row. Because we are decaying. Now, we do a lot of things to hide it. Camouflage it. We try to camouflage it with makeup. We try to camouflage it with clothes. We try to camouflage it with working out. We try to camouflage it. But the Apostle Paul says, make no mistake about it. The outer man is decaying. Time will prove, show you right. But notice the contrast. He says, though the outer man is decaying, our inner man is being renewed day by day. So let me tell you what Paul just said. He just said, while you're getting older on the outside, you should be getting younger on the inside. While you're growing old, you ought to simultaneously be growing young. If you're growing old on the outside and growing old on the inside, you're in bad shape. Because you're getting old twice. He says the inner man is renewed day by day. Renewing is the concept of making new, making fresh, bringing back to life. It's springtime coming out of winter. It's a renewal. He says, if you're going to not lose heart, you must make sure you're getting younger spiritually, renewed. I got some pretty good news here recently. I went to my optometrist, a member of our church who every year or two checks my eyesight, and I went for my checkup, and he went through all of the gadgets and the read this line and read that line and read this line and read that line. And he looked at me and said, you have 20/20 vision. He looked at me and said, you have 20/20 vision. I said, How can that be? Because the last time I was here, I didn't have 20/20 vision. Haven't had surgery, don't have contacts, don't wear glasses. But you told me today I have 20/20 vision. He said to me, I can't explain it, but your vision is getting better while you're getting older. God says, if you want to hang in there when the going gets tough, you must be renewed day by day. Why? Because inside of you, verse 7 says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Inside your physical frame is a treasure chest. And that treasure chest is the spiritual man. If you've come to Christ, you have a new nature inside of you that wants to stay young. Doesn't want to get old. In fact, it wants to get younger as you get older. But he says that the way this happens is day by day renewal. You see that in verse 16? He says, our inner man is being renewed day by day.
Dr. Evans will have more on getting our spiritual selves in shape when he continues in just a moment. First, though, I'd like to tell you about a special resource offer from Tony that'll only be here through tomorrow. It's a package our team has put together as a way of saying thank you when you make a donation to help keep this ministry active here on this station and others like it. It starts with our current 7-message audio collection, Developing Kingdom Vision, and includes a copy of one of Tony's newest books that goes hand in hand with today's message. It's called Kingdom Focus. Together, these resources expand on what we've been learning about the importance of adopting a kingdom-centered perspective, one that'll not only give you a source of strength to overcome challenges, but also an enduring framework to live a meaningful life with purpose and lasting significance. You can make the arrangements to get this special package by visiting tonyevans.org. Or if it's more convenient, call our 24-hour resource request line at 1-800-800-3222. And let one of our friendly team members help you. That's tonyevans.org. Or by phone, 1-800-800-3222. We'll get back to more of today's message from Dr. Evans right after this.
Did you know your smile can brighten someone's day? Words can ignite hope. Be part of a transformative change. Get your copy of Dr. Tony Evans' devotional guide, Created for Compassion, Kindness in the Culture, and become an ambassador of kingdom kindness. Let's inspire a hurting world together.
If you work out once a month or once a year, you're not going to be doing much for your physical frame. And occasional workouts won't give you the result of burning calories, of building muscle, of losing fat. You won't get there because you've not developed a consistency for the outer man. And the absence of consistency for the outer man will leave you physically flabby. Many of us are spiritually flabby because we work out with God on Sunday. He says, no, your youthfulness inside, spiritually, happens by a daily renewal. How many of you only eat a physical meal on Sunday? The only time you go and cook, the only time you go to the restaurant, the only time is on Sunday. You stuff it in on Sunday, but you don't have time for this all week long. You're still going to starve. You're still going to be miserable. Why? Because the body doesn't function that way. And neither does the inner man. If the inner man is not daily fed, the renewal doesn't take place. And if the renewal doesn't take place, you're not getting younger on the inside, which means you lose the capacity to handle the problems on the outside. He spends the first 9 verses of chapter 5. We won't go into it. I'll read verse 1. For we know that this earthly tent, which is our house, our body, is torn down. We have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. He says, this building is going to tear down. And one day it's going to close up. But you have another building that will keep you young, your eternal body that God is preparing for you in glory, but it wants to be connected to a young spirit. And he says that only happens if there is a day-by-day perspective. So the question is, what did you spiritually eat today? Or do you not remember eating since last week? Then you're not being renewed because you're not giving the Holy Spirit what he needs to feed on in order to renew your human soul and human spirit. So the first thing he says is, if you're going to cope with chaos, if you're going to cope with the confusion, if you're going to cope with the difficulties, that's going to happen because day by day you are feeding the spiritual man with the word, with prayer, with bringing God in on the decisions of the day informally. In other words, it's this daily mindset, orientation, viewpoint that you're operating by. The second thing he says is in verse 17. For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comprehension. He says, for momentary light affliction. Now, I know what you're saying. Paul, you don't know what you're talking about because what I'm dealing with is not light. He says, what you are going through, whatever that happens to be, is both momentary and light. Why? Because it's measured against an eternal weight of glory. Unless you develop an eternal perspective, time will mess you up. You must learn to live thinking in terms of eternity while not ignoring the realities of time. You're not skipping what you're going through. You're not pretending it's not real, but you're bringing heaven's point of view and eternal perspective on it. If you walk and stump your toe, you're going to hurt. It will be momentarily painful. You won't like it. If you find out you have cancer, it's a whole new ball game. In other words, if you find out that, the toe becomes insignificant because it's measured against something much bigger. What he says is, if you learn to have a heavenly orientation, if you look toward eternity while you are functioning in time, you will be participating in what he calls in verse 17 an eternal weight of glory. What does he mean? Heaven gonna help you out in eternal weight of glory. The glory, the manifestation of God, will help you out in history if you don't make history bigger than it is. On your worst day, you stumped your toe in light of eternity, in light of the bigger issue. I don't, as I've told you, our members know, I don't like squash. That's not my, that's an unholy vegetable. Squash is an unholy vegetable. Okay? I don't like squash. But if you told me, Evans, I know you don't like squash. However, if you will eat squash 3 times a day for a year, I will pay all your bills for the rest of your life. My view of squash will change. And me and squash gonna find a way to get along. We're gonna find a way to fall in love with each other. Because what you did was you changed my perspective. You put squash against another reality. And once you put something I don't like that makes me faint when it comes to food, once you put that in, but you bring this other piece along with it. And that is the reward for dealing with the circumstance. I still may not like squash, but I can tolerate it because I'm looking at something bigger and better. If we would ever fall in love with heaven, we'd do a lot better on earth. Because our perspectives would have changed. If all you live for is now, now is all you get. Now you can get now, and there's some good things in now, but if all you live for is now, now is all you get. We've all seen mothers-to-be decorate the room where the newborn baby will be there, and she's doing this long before the birth. Why? Because she's doing it in light of the life that is to come. And in light of the life that is to come, it affects her decor now. I tolerate the treadmill. Don't look at me like that. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I tolerate the treadmill. I hate the treadmill. My heart faints when I think about getting up and getting on that treadmill. However, I turn on the television while I'm walking, because what that does is it distracts me. It doesn't change the fact that I don't like walking on it. It doesn't change the fact that I'm sweating. It doesn't change the fact that I'm getting tired. But what the focus on the TV does is create a distraction while I'm working through the exercise. If you and I make heaven bigger, we can do better on the treadmill on earth. He calls it an eternal weight of glory. The word glory means to be heavy. Remember when we were growing up, you say that dude is heavy. That referred to they are weighty, they are deep. He calls it an eternal weight of glory, that heaven begins to enter into whatever is causing you to lose heart because you're looking at it from God's perspective.
If you're ready to make that connection with heaven, to begin seeing your life and situation from God's perspective, Dr. Evans is here to tell you how you can begin.
If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can do that right now. Simply go to Him and acknowledge that you're a sinner in need of a Savior and that you're transferring your trust to Him alone because of His death on the cross and resurrection from the dead. In fact, I'm going to say a little prayer, and you can repeat it after me. You just have to mean it for yourself. Heavenly Father, I know I'm a sinner and that I can't save myself. I believe Jesus Christ, your Son, died on the cross in my place for my sin, and I now am trusting Him alone to forgive me and to give me the gift of eternal life that He promised to give to anyone who came to Him for it. Thank you for saving me, and help me from this day forward to live a life pleasing to You. Congratulations. Welcome to the family. God bless you.
If you prayed that prayer for the first time today, we invite you to visit Dr. Evans' website, tonyevans.org, and click the link at the very top of the page that says Jesus. You'll find plenty of information and resources there to help get your new life headed in the right direction. And while you're there, you can also get more details on that special offer I mentioned earlier, Tony's seven-lesson collection, Developing Kingdom Vision, along with his recently released companion book, Kingdom Focus, Rethinking Today in Light of Eternity. Find out how to receive this powerful packet of resources as our gift when you visit tonyevans.org or call 1-800-800-3222, where one of our helpful team members is ready to assist with your request. Be sure to do it soon. This exclusive offer ends tomorrow. Again, that's tonyevans.org or by phone any time of the day or night at 1-800-800-3222. Rule number one in many sports is to keep your eye on the ball. But Dr. Evans says when it comes to faith, it's pretty easy to get distracted by, well, just about anything. Be sure to join him tomorrow as he continues his look at developing a spiritual eyesight that remains focused. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.
My Marshall Donor AC and Appliance in Orlando reminds listeners that when properly maintained, the life expectancy for commercial and residential HVAC systems is 15 to 20 years. Without regular maintenance, that number can drop. If you're considering the DIY route to repair your unit, it could be very costly in the long run. That's why it pays to call your local trusted heating and air specialist at Marshall Donor AC and Appliance. Call 407-415-4044 for Marshall Donor AC and Appliance
in
Orlando.
There's a great team here at WMIE that makes this Christian broadcast able to go out with excellence and quality. And we want to encourage you to make your day count by giving and partnering with WMIE 91.5. They have a fundraising goal each and every year, and we know that God meets that goal, but guess how He meets it? He meets it through each and every one of us. So we want to encourage you to be a part, listen for the directions to be able to give and partner with this radio program.
Give, because this radio station have been a blessing to you. WMIE has been here for many, many, many years, and it only stays on the air because of people like you, people like me. And God expects us to support what He is doing. So we encourage you to support WMIE.